لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
من شهد منكم الشهر فليصومه، ومن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكمل العدة ولتكبر الله على ما هداكم لعلكم تشكرون. أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My honorable and dear brothers and sisters, I advise myself and request all of you to let us guard ourselves and protect our souls in the month that is a spiritual month, a month for the journey of our spirit, a month that provides utmost opportunities that we can go back to our origin, a month of blessing, a month that is divided according to the hadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Into three groups or three parts. First part of this month is Ashra of Rahmat, 10 days of blessing and mercy. And second Ashra that we are now, it is called Ashra and 10 days of Maghfirat, forgiveness. These are the days of forgiveness, and let us achieve forgiveness in these days, because in these days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of maghfirah. He made a banquet for mu'mineen and invited all of us, and the dishes that are being offered, these are three important dishes. That is Rahmat, Maghfirat, and Barakah. Final 10 days of holy month of Ramadan are being called as days of Barakah, all the days to reward the mu'mineen. Days of the reward at the end, when somebody reaches to the final days, then he or she needs to be rewarded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of reward and ajr in the final days. O brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. One of the most important things that has been offered to the human being in this month, that is Holy Book of Qur'an. A book that speaks with our nature, with our spirit. A book that has been designated for us to be guided, and that is clear guidance, that has evidences for us that we can just follow the path of Quran. This month is month of revelation, and as we are reaching to the nights, that Quran remembers those nights by saying, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Night of the Qadr that has been defined, Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alf shahr. We are reaching to the time that is peak of the time for holy month of Ramadan, a peak of the time for achieving all these blessings. Another thing that has been offered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is best of the host, that is sending the angels. During this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels, and this earth becomes enlightened because of the presence of the angels. And the night of Qadr becomes the night when whole earth becomes filled with the presence of angels. Whole earth becomes filled. Everywhere there are angels. And angels are praying for the believers, for the people, those who are fasting. See how great offering during this month, how great dishes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for His banquet. And it has been said, acceptance of another dua, acceptance of du'as is another benefit, another offering during this month. And also it's been said, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. Not only angels are being sent down during the nights of Qadr, but ruh and souls are also going to be sent down. They will be given a freedom. Night of Qadr is night of the freedom. And the holy month of Ramadan is also a month of freedom from the desires, freedom from the evils, freedom from the fire of hell. This is a month that we can free ourselves from the fire of hell. And that is why Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has advised, إِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ مَرْهُونَةٌ بِأَعْمَالِكُمْ. O people, just think, because of your deeds, your souls have become slave, or your souls are being enslaved. فَفَكُّوهَا بِإِسْتِغْفَارِكُمْ. Free your souls through istighfar. How somebody can free the soul? What is the best tool that we can be free in this world? Best of the tool is istighfar. Istighfar during these nights, asking forgiveness. And especially, as I've said, these 10 days that we are almost in the 17th of month of Ramadan, these 10 days are being called as Asharatul Maghfirah. If somebody cannot achieve forgiveness in these days, then that person is mahroom and does not have that opportunity to seek forgiveness. فَفَكُّوهَا بِإِسْتِغْفَارِكُمْ. That make your souls free, yourselves free through istighfar. And then Prophet said, وَظُهُورُكُمْ تَقِيلَةٌ بِدُنُوبِكُمْ. Your backs are being burdened through the sins. If we just imagine how many sins one has committed during the year, who knows, is that possible for somebody that he can count the sins of a year? That is not possible. That is why Prophet says, "Zuhurukum thaqilatun bidunubikum." Your backs are being burdened, your shoulders are being burdened by the sins. فَخَفِّفُوا عَنْهَا بِطُولِ السُّجُودِكُمْ. If you like to shorten your burden, there is a way for that. Prophet said, how you can shorten your burden of the sins? How you can eliminate all these sins? What you need to do? Prophet advised by saying, بِتُولِ السُّجُودِكُمْ. If you have opportunity during the holy month of Ramadan, stay in sajda for a while, that your back burdens can be shortened. Brothers and sisters, great opportunity. Sometime, take a time out of your busy life, not to do short sajdas, but sometimes when you're alone, do a longer sajda, prolong your sajda, that you can seek forgiveness. Your burden can be shortened. Allah is opening the doors of blessing. He provided all the opportunities. It's up to us that how we can achieve. So there were two prescriptions that a Prophet, peace be upon him, has given. First, for the freedom of the soul. Second, for the shortening our sins, of our life. And then for Ajr, he gave another important prescription. How you can achieve Ajr? How you can collect your rewards during this month? He said, "Man fattara minkum sa'iman mu'minan." If anybody gives iftar to a believer who is fasting, fi hadha ash-shahr, during this month, kana lahu bidhalika 'inda Allahi 'itqu raqaba. The reward of just giving iftar to one person is equal to freeing a slave. Or then he said, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ لِمَا مَضَى, adding with that, just give iftar to one mu'min, it's going to have two important rewards. One, freeing a slave. And second, forgiveness of all the previous sins. He did not say about previous year, but Prophet said, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ لِمَا مَضَى, forgiveness of all the sins that are being committed in the past. Because during this month, Allah has opened the door. He's showering the blessing. He wants to give rewards because He's hosting the mu'mineen. He invited you. When you are being invited at that time, He offers. And all the offerings are spiritual, that are not materialistic. If somebody is busy in eating suhoor and iftar, best of the suhoor and best of the iftar, he's been deceived by shaitan. If sometimes you just start thinking that how you can have best of the iftar and how you can have best of the suhoor, then really we are not taking benefit of this month. Best of the suhoor should be du'a-i sahar, and best of the iftar should be seeking forgiveness. Best of the suhoor should not be a larger food, a table full of food. It should be a table full of du'as, munajat, communication with Allah. Establish communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, our communication has weakened. During the year, we have cut off our communication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month to establish your communication with Allah, that you can be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are taking provision for all year, and that's not right, that a month of opportunity is being provided and I don't take any opportunity. I just waste the time, days and nights. I'm just achieving hunger and thirst. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us during this Ashara, that is Ashara for forgiveness. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity for longer sujood. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shorten our sins during this month. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting and ibadat. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us free of the sins during this month. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب
وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا ثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وقال رسول الله من حسن منكم في هذا الشهر خلقه كان له جواز على الصراط يوم تزل فيه الأقدام من أكرم فيه يتيما أكرمه الله يوم يلقاه Dear brothers and sisters, one of the best ways to be obedient during this month as Prophet has prescribed in his sermon, that is our akhlaq. Achieving best of the akhlaq during this month, practicing a better akhlaq. Akhlaq, of course, has various aspects, and Prophet said reward of that. If somebody can practice best of the akhlaq during this month, then he will have jawazun ala sirat. A pass will be given. You will have a passport to pass through Sirat on the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ تَزِلُّ فِيهِ الْأَقْدَامِ The day when many people, they will be slipped. They will not be able to go through and pass through that. People, those who are going to practice best of the akhlaq. And one of the best of the tool to practice akhlaq and have better akhlaq, that is controlling our tongues. وَحْفِظُوا أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ Protect your tongues. Although means of communication are being increased, but it should not mean that we have to increase our communication. We have to speak a lot. وَحْفِظُوا أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ This is best of the month that control yourself, protect yourself. Don't feel that tongue is free. Yes, communication is free. Yes, means of communication are free, but not our mind, not our tongue, not our soul. They are never been free. They are priceful, and we are going to be rewarded if we practice best of akhlaq during this month. Another thing that Prophet has advised, مَنْ أَكْرَمَ فِيهِ يَتِيمًا أَكْرَمَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ يَلْقَاهُ If anybody can honor aitam, orphans. In our community, of course, there must be many orphans. But if we don't have, then we can find in other communities. There are many people, those who have been martyred in various countries. They have their orphans. Let us decide during this month if we can take care of one of the orphans. If you find any orphan, honor them. And this honoring them will provide you that you will be honorable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَكْرَمَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ يَلْقَى That is going to give you opportunity that Allah honors you. Let us take this opportunity that if you find somebody who is orphan, just respect them. Honor them, love them, take them closer, take their custodies if you can. And that is one of the best ways today. And brothers and sisters, those who are oppressed people of the world, they have many aitam, orphans. In order to support them, just supporting the orphans
mazlumin, mustad'afin. Raising voice for them is also ikram for aitam. One of the best ways to support them, to stand with them shoulder to shoulder. Raise voice on their behalf. Their voice of oppression to be reached to the other part of the world. And that is why the day of Quds is being called as the day for Mazlumin, for the oppressed people. For Imam Khomeini had had mentioned day of Quds as day of Islam. That is how it's important. It's not day of Quds, it's day of Islam. It's day of oppressed people. It's day of Quran. It's day of Amirul Mu'mineen. If it is day of Islam, then it is day of Ahlul Bayt. Then it's day of Quran. Month of Ramadan is the month to practice Islam. And one of the best ways to demonstrate against the oppressors of the world, against the evils of the world. Let us announce our refraining from evils of the world during those demonstrations. As we can see that every day, alhamdulillah, there is a large attendance of mu'mineen, and I hope that our brothers and sisters, they are taking benefits of the presence in IEC, and their attendance is beneficial. But I would like to request that try to take more benefits of that. If a scholar has been invited, then brothers and sisters, try to come on time. This short time, it can be beneficial for whole our life. You can take provision of this time. Call your youth. During the year we receive complaints that why we don't invite anybody that is beneficial for youth. And when we invite, at that time we see that hall is empty. This is the time that bring your youth, bring your children into the speeches that they can learn about Islam and prepare them. This is the month that you can train your children, and center provides those opportunities for you. Participation in du'as, munajat, recitation of Quran. Quran should not be stranger in the community, brothers and sisters. I really feel shame that when Quran is recited, at that time only there are few people sitting over there. What do you think that if Imam of the age enters in a center, that it, at the time when Quran is recited and people are not in the center, how he's going to feel? Are we Shias of Amirul Mu'mineen? Are we Shias of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? That we don't like to give any importance to recitation of Quran? And when Maghrib finishes, people they go to iftar, and after that just like to leave the center. You don't like to stay for half an hour? Is that Shia of Amirul Mu'mineen? Is that how we call ourselves the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? Oh brothers and sisters, this is the month that let us change our habits and let us try to take benefits as much as we can. Today, alhamdulillah, our center is holding interfaith dinner with brothers and sisters from various faiths. They are going to be in our community. I would like to request all brothers and sisters and community that let us demonstrate best of behavior, and let us demonstrate best of the culture that represents Islam. Our akhlaq is important. Our behavior is important. When we see the people around, then let us respect them and give our message with our actions, with our practices. And that is something that we all can do. I hope that we can give message across everybody, each one of us, through our great practices, and alhamdulillah, our community is best of the community, and they demonstrate best of behavior every day. Our programs are well organized. In the dinner time, alhamdulillah, I've seen the people, they stand in the rows and they have great discipline. Discipline is one of the best practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are reaching to the nights, that are nights of Qadr, at the same time, there is a time to commemorate the martyrdom of our Mawla Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. I give condolences to all Mu'mineen Mu'minat for this great tragedy in the history. And I give condolences to Imam of the Age, the leader of the present time. Past few weeks, we have seen that in Syria, again, there are plots of enemies. And one of the most important plots of enemies that is creating a division within the Muslims. They are using various techniques, sometimes advanced techniques, and one of the advanced techniques, it was attacking on the shrines. In the past, of course, the shrine of one of the holy personalities, the companion of the Prophet, Hujr ibn Adi, was attacked by the enemies of Islam, and the shrine Hazrat Zainab, the granddaughter of the Holy Prophet, is being attacked. We strongly condemn all these plots of enemies, and we believe that it is not the job of any Muslim, but only those puppets of imperialists and Zionists who are behind these jobs. And all the events, one of the things that is important, and I would like to speak with the community, that our vigilance in all these events is really important. I've said that in the past as well, that enemies of Islam are gathering. They think about the events prior to that, before they plot anything, before they make any plot happen. They think about that. They think about the consequences. And they think how people are going to react about that. Our reaction is being thought before. We should not think that this, it's just something happened. It is not something that is a coincidence. No. Enemies of Islam are counting every reaction that we take. In today's world, brothers and sisters, when time is becoming sensitive, it is important for us that we should not take lead of the things in our hands. But our vigilance is important. What we need to do? Today we have leadership. Our maraji are there. We have institution. And our institution is established. Especially school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam does not need that the people, they have to take their own lead. And they like to do whatever they like to do. We are not open. We are not free. We are a school that is completely controlled. It's under the guidance. It's under the leadership. And in all the ages, that was the case, alhamdulillah. But at this time, we have another opportunity that our leadership in the form of Wilayat Faqih is being established. So let us wait. Yes, these emotions are sincere. I do not argue that brothers and sisters who have emotions, their emotions are bad. But this is the time to control the emotions. Let us follow the leadership and be committed to follow the leadership before we take any action. Of course, we cannot have more sympathy than a leader. Of course, we cannot have pain more than our marja, our leader. Our pains are there. We have pain when shrine of Hazrat Zainab is being attacked. But at the same time, our leader has a pain as well. Let us feel his pain. If you believe in Hazrat Zainab, see her character in following and being committed in the leadership. She was the one who was supporting the leader of the time. She was the one who was following Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam in every aspect of her life. She never decided anything on her own. She did not take the things in her own hands. And after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, although Imam Sajjad was her nephew and she was elder, but still she was committed to the leadership. If you like to protect the shrine of Hazrat Zainab, then protect her values. Protection of the value is important rather than protection of the shrine. Protect those values that are in place. And those are great values of Shia. We are not Shias of emails. We are Shias of Amirul Mu'mineen. If email comes from one side and we start gathering anywhere, is that a Shia of Amirul Mu'mineen should be? If that is going to happen, then we will have no direction. And enemies of Islam are counting and they are watching us. And at the same time, Imam of the Age. This is going to be painful for Imam of the Age, that if we take the things in our own hands and don't let the communities to be flourish under the leadership. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Amin alayhi rahmat. This Takfiri group, of course, is one of the groups that was Al-Qaeda in past, Taliban sometimes, or Sipah-e-Sahaba in some other forms, with various names. And today, this group has become a known group, recognized by the West and Western countries. And you have noticed that in the past week, European Union has taken another step. The step was banning Hezbollah or announcing this organization as a terrorist organization. So let us evaluate and think about that. Think for a while. One is the group that is terrorizing countries, killing the people, taking the livers of people out, attacking on the shrines, killing men and women, children and everybody. They are being supported. They are being given leverage. They offered friendship to them. They would like to be associated with them. And a group that is facing and opposing all these terrorists will be considered as terrorists. So you see, this is the double standard. This is the double standard of the Western policies. So what we can understand that West and Western countries have failed today in their politics, and they will be losers. Future is not with them. Future is going to be with the people, those who love with the justice and support the justice. And we believe that Hezbollah is going to be more victorious in the future rather than it's going to lose anything. Only the losers are going to be the people, those who are following the wrong steps and they have wrong policies. And we invite them to think twice before you take those steps. But unfortunately, that is not in their own hands, but it is in the hands of those who are behind all these steps. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Dear brothers and sisters, today there was a sad incident that had taken place in Pakistan. There was a powerful explosion in various parts of one of the cities, that is the city of the Shias, Mu'mineen, and the followers of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim in Parachinar. 25 people have been martyred and around 100 people have been injured. We give condolences to all Mu'mineen, Mu'minat in that part of the country, and also to Mu'mineen in Houston. My condolences to Imam of the Age. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi'allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Innaka mujibu da'wat, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.